so acceptable to the family and the rest of the army, we want to make him behave. All right. And I want to promote him to lieutenant colonel. He'll be a military aide in that side. And just love the service of grace. Hope I don't care. And I don't want a stranger in that job.
Yes, we can. I wonder if we can do a jump promotion, a full colonel. He's about to go lieutenant colonel anyway.
I'll make him a full colonel. And I could jump him. You're goddamn right.
I think we ought to just do a make screw him up at the Marine Corps, but he doesn't give a damn. He's definitely going to stay in the Marine Corps anyway. No.
All right, make him a full colonel. He should be a full colonel. And good help to be pushed to you so fast. He went to two stars, you know, while he was here, so there was nothing.
Seems to me we ought to be able to make Brown a full colonel now and then maybe give him a star just before the end of the term, for the last year or something.
Okay, but that's it. That's the decision.
Okay, I didn't do anything on Reisner. I was waiting to let it settle
a little bit. I think he'd be fine, but I think making one out,
but you don't know.
Picking one out would be a problem.
Second,
you also never know what his
psychological hang-ups are.
Well, you've been gone a long time. It's hard to adjust. You couldn't handle him. But all the main thing is we know where he has family. He's a great guy to have around. He makes a hell of a good appearance. He's a guy I want. So that's that. See, I got to have that. I think he ought to strengthen. I'm not sure how the Army guys are going to work out. I don't know. I don't think the Navy guys are very strong. He's an awful nice fellow, but I don't know how you know. That doesn't make a hell of a lot of difference.
But I think we can do better. I think Larson was better the first Navy guy we had, but he wasn't good enough. In my view, Brennan and Coffey were the best. Were the two really good men we had.
How about the Army?
The new Army guy doesn't send me. He's quiet, fairly efficient. He's not, well, he is the Brennan type guy. I'd like to get a crew of Brennan type guys, guys that we can use. Like you can use Jack.
How can you move these people or how will move this one?
Well,
the Army guy.
The Navy guy moves pretty soon anyway. The Army guy we may be stuck with for a while, we can make a change. We'll do it carefully, you know, wait. Work it out.
We just say we want to have people that have this experience. Oh, let's see. Navy guy, though, I'd let him move just as soon as his position is where he can move.
Fair enough. Yeah, I told Scowcroft that when he was up. He wasn't. And Brett feels the same way.
Doesn't feel he's quite. He's a great, fine man, but he's just not his dish. You know,
he's a little. He's not a button. He's not a sharp guy.
Not quick.
That's right. He is a good guy. He's got good political position. He's in his own way.
That's going to teach a hell of a good appearance. Basically.
I think he can do better now.
And we should try. Has the Taylor flat
it's subsided some, yeah.
I've got him in to say
there are those. I've been trying to reach him to. I had a long talk with them and I get that
completely all right.
Oh, yeah.
Christ, you ought to know where Duncan was.
Duncan is very interesting.
I put that in the letter to him.
I mentioned the thing to Rose. To him about Rose telling me, you know, that he was disappointed or something. Yeah. So I think Rose misunderstood me. He said, I did indicate that I hoped there was no.
He's
part of the first family that I've done something wrong, and I recognize him. So I went overboard on that. He said, well, that's the only question I had. He said, this is what I want to do. He said, you should know, and I think you did, that 2 years ago I put in for a transfer to an outside post and a downgrade in rank because I felt I had to, in order to stay in the career thing, I had to make a move out of presidential protection. That's all I've done. I also had a long talk with Kaiser today and to get squared away there and make sure he understood the basis of all this. He is a Duncan type guy. He's completely correct. I also found out, which Kaiser confirmed it a little, sort of squeezed it out indirectly, but the Taylor problem, at least part of it, is that both Boggs and Rowley are very strongly anti-Taylor. director. And just remember, there are only three assistant directors, and that means you've got to move one of them out. And the three of them could have gotten together and moved in somewhere else to, you know, purposely screw it up. The thing you don't realize, Kaiser said, let me explain to you, and I'm not complaining, but he said, you know, I turned this job down. I was asked if I would take it, and I thought it through and said no. And the reason I did is because it is, in a sense, the end of a career in the Secret Service when you take that job, because you become branded as a political appointment in a non-political service.
Yeah. And Duncan saw that.
And Duncan saw it.
Taylor, I think, wanted to stay, apparently. I guess. I don't know.
Well, apparently once he was decided for a move, he wanted to stay, but before that he didn't, because he had asked her for the other movie. Thank you.